This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In U.S. politics, Nevada is holding its caucus Saturday, where Democrats compete to take on President Trump in November's elections. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
Nevada is relying on technology and using paper backups for its caucus. Voters gather at neighborhood precincts. They pick their top candidate. If that person doesn't get at least 15% of the vote, they move down to their second choice and so on. Early voters, 75,000 of them, will have their lists merged with on-site votes in the same manner. This is done with an iPad and Google form. Whoever the top candidates are from each precinct will be eligible for a share of delegates. That gets tabulated once all the precincts report. The state party was going to use the same reporting app from Iowa, but scrapped the plan after the fiasco there. Instead, they're going old school with phones and texting. I'm Julie Walker.
Now for the latest on the coronavirus, here's Edward Barron for Reuters.
China reported a sharp decrease in new deaths and cases of the coronavirus on Saturday. But a doubling of infections in South Korea and fresh cases in Iran is adding to unease about its rapid spread and global reach. Mainland China had 397 new confirmed cases of coronavirus infections on Friday, down from 889 a day earlier. Iran, South Korea, Italy, and Lebanon are worsening, though. This has prompted a warning from the World Health Organization that the window of opportunity to contain the international spread is closing. South Korea has spiked to 229 new confirmed cases, taking its tally to 433. Officials warned that could rise substantially, as more than 1,000 people who attended a church at the center of the outbreak had shown flu-like symptoms.
That was Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. Former South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar has been sworn in as vice president, sealing a peace deal aimed at ending 6 years of civil war. President Salva Kiir witnessed the moment at a ceremony at the state house in the capital, Juba. It is hoped that the new unity government will bring an end to the conflict that has killed about 400,000 people and displaced millions. Iranian media is saying that preliminary results of Friday's parliamentary election are showing conservatives winning 70% of the 290-seat chamber, with independents taking about 20% and reformists just 10%. Many observers, however, are pointing to extremely low turnout in most parts of the country. Despite that low turnout reported on some social media, Iranian media continued to show video of President Hassan Rouhani asserting that the election was a glorious event in the history of the country and of the revolution. Iran's parliamentary election did coincide with a public scare over a coronavirus outbreak in several cities, including Qom, which is a major religious center. A homeless man appeared in court Saturday charged with stabbing a prayer leader with a kitchen knife at one of London's biggest mosques. Daniel Horton is accused of grievous bodily harm and possession of a bladed article. AP correspondent Zariah Shakali gives some background.
Police say they don't think the attack was terrorism-related. Rafat Maglad, who's in his 70s, was stabbed in the shoulders as prayers began Thursday at the London Central Mosque. He worked as a muezzin, the person who calls Muslims to prayer. He was treated in a London hospital but returned to attend prayers Friday. Maglad said he forgave his attacker. I forgive him. I feel very sorry for him, he said. I'm Zariah Shakili in London.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial closed the week in New York in a deadlock on the most serious charges against the once powerful Hollywood mogul. But the judge told them to keep deliberating. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein left court Friday hunched over, pushing his walker as reporters yelled questions. The jury had its own questions, sending a note to the judge asking if they could be hung on one or both counts of predatory sex assault, which carries a maximum penalty of life in prison, but reach a unanimous verdict on the other charges. Weinstein's lawyers said they would accept a partial verdict, but prosecutors said no. Jurors will be back Monday for their fifth day of deliberations. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on this and other stories, please check out our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.